Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara three lines from the top of Chaf Ches Amar Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. We are continuing in the middle of the Braisa. The Braisa is discussing whether somebody who sets aside a Chatas for a certain Avera, can he transfer it to do a kapara for a different avera. So says the Braisa. Now, Yachol lo yetzeh b'malchus shehefrish. I would have thought that maybe that since he's not able to fulfill his obligation with the money that his father set aside, afilu min akala ala kala u min achamura ala chamura, even from a lighter quote unquote avera to a more severe avera. So even though the father had set aside money for a chatas to be mechaper for a lighter avera, he also has the similar smaller avera. So those are not going to be able to be transferred. So similar, he cannot use his father's funds for his own thing that he had done, which is chamer, which is more severe. Even if his father set him aside also for a more chamer avera. So there is no halachic difference in terms of the korban that you're bringing for what we would call a more chamer avera and kala avera that is chayev a korban chatas. The basis is just considering whether that actually might affect the din of the father to son. So aval yotze be korban shehefrish la'atzma, but he can be yotze his own obligation with the korban that he sets aside for himself. They might have thought, meaning that's only by the father's obligation to set aside for the son, which we're going to learn is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So that I can't be yotze, but maybe if the guy himself has a minakala ala chamura, minachamura ala kala, I might have even further, even if it's a smaller avira to a more chamura avira that he sets aside a korban for a korban chatas, he might be even, because it's the same korban at the end of the day, so he could do it for a different avira to be get a kapara, tamalomar korbano al chatoso. The pasuk is telling you, achia korbano l'shem chatoso. The pasuk is telling you that this chatas, that it has to be specifically, done for the avir that you had in mind. Just read the whole pasuk. Ve'ez kol chelba yasir kasher yusar chela v'keves mizevach hashlamim ve'ektir ha-koyen usama mizbecha al ishi Hashem ve'chiper alav ha-koyen al chataso asher chata v'nislach lo. That the chatas over here is if the sin is done, it becomes no tim, so then you should bring the korban for it has to be a female goat without any mum, without any blemishes, for the sin that he has committed. And a chatas has to be done and originally be hektish for the avera that he knows that he needs a kapara for. It cannot be done for anything else to be mechaper for even a different avera, even if both were done by the same person. That is the chiddush of the pasuk. That's what we learn. So the Gemara says, "Yachal lo yetsa bebeima shefrish laatzmo mina kala kala min chamura chamura afilu mina kala chamura mina chamura mina chamura chamura shekini mevesh beima kala veviyas adam aladam veviyas chelav sharei lomal velo kiper." Aval yotsa mo shefrish laatzmo. So reading that whole sentence, because over here it's really one long yachal, that really the whole havamina is that maybe the idea of this pasuk is only that I can't fulfill my obligation with an animal which I'm setting aside for a particular avera from nakala nakala chamura chamura afilu minakala chamura omina chamura lakala. The lashon of afilu minakala chamura is a little bit difficult, but the idea is that again when I set aside a korban for a more chamura avera, I cannot do it for a different avera. Similarly, when I set it aside for more, a lighter avera, a more kal avera, I cannot use it for a different avera on the same level. And even the lashon of the Gemara is even it should be kol shekein. You shouldn't be able to allow to use it from a, if you separate it for a lower avera and now you want to use it as a kapara, as an atonement for a more chamer avera pashit, those do not work with an animal. Shekein, why? Because im hefrish behema al hachelev vehevi al adam, because why? Because if a person sets aside a korban, an animal to be used as a chatas, for let's say he had, the Gemara gives an example now of a isr chelev, isr, forbidden fats that you're not allowed to eat, and you had that avera, but you accidentally brought it for the dam, for blood. Well, adam vevel chelev, all the way around. If I had it for, I actually, again, a person who eats dam is chayav a korban chatas. He does it by mezid, is chayav karis, I believe. So there, if you bring it by accident, and I actually do it for the chelev, which is also a chayav a korban chatas by accident, so then the halacha is, again, I'm not yotze, but lo ma velo kiper. At the end of the day, I did not commit the iser of me'ila. So since I did not make time in the midst of when it comes to maus, which I will be, we'll see in the hemshech, I will be over the Isra Me'ila, maybe the halachas are different. So what does the idea of Me'ila translate into whether or not we should be getting kapara or not? Because the halachas of Me'ila, it's a shayla over here, there's two different Rishonim approaches, we'll mention both of them, that the halachas of Me'ila is, generally Me'ila is always Beshogig. You accidentally use Hektish things. And if you do come, and if you violate the Isra Me'ila, so then what happens is you're using the object as if it was something which was chulin, which is not hektish, and ended up, and it also and that makes it and then that's going to become as a result of your me'ila, it turns into chulin. So in our case, that's the Isra D'Oraisa. So if our case, the me'ila was done by changing the chatas from one sin to the other, then the animal would be over to become a la'cha of chulin, and therefore the idea would be that this would be making it like you make it a chulin animal. Since over here, he did not try to make the animal chulin, but he just changed its designation from one korban to the other, so therefore he is not chayev, the Isra of me'ila. Again, all this is all b'shogeg, but still, you're not chayev, and therefore it does not transfer it into chulin. So it's going to remain hektish, and therefore it's still hektish, but it's still not able to be mechaper. So that's what we see. So you're not really changing its status so much. That's one explanation. That's how the Rush goes. Rashi increases, says a little bit differently, that it's not Isra D'Oraisa Me'ila, because when it causing the animal to come chulin, because when it comes to something which is hektish, and it doesn't have a mum, it's not going to be chulin, it's not going to be made chulin by violating Me'ila. Rashi says that's the Xerz HaKasuv, that just samazai, that you can't make something Me'ila if you didn't make a mum in it. So it's not going to be over, you're not over the Isra of Me'ila. But either way, so you didn't make it Me'ila. So, and you're not, and you don't get kapara, granted you don't get kapara, right, that you not get kapara, but still you don't make him ila, is the ikra point we're trying to make over here. Now, but yotze b'mal shefesh la'atzma. But now, if a person, is maybe going to be able to, if you set aside money for a certain chatas, for let's say, again, person ate chelev, and you wanted to set aside the money for the bringing a korban chatas on the chelev, and you actually use that money for an iser, the raisa of dam that you did also, so maybe I would have thought over there, that you are in fact yotze, because minakala lakala minachamura chamura lachara alakala minakala chamura. Similar lashonos are keeping it parallel. That again, if he uses these funds for a lighter avera, a more apachat, and not such a chamura avera, or a higher avera, higher offense, a higher worse avera. So in those examples, I would have thought maybe it's okay if it's on the same level, or even if it's not on the same level. Shekin im hifrish latzmamos minachile ve'evi al adam. So then the alach is al dam ve'velachilev sharei ma'al. Because if a person sets aside money, unlike animals, so if he does set it aside for a chatas to use for dam, or for dam, or and then he ends up using it accidentally for the Isra D'Oraisa he violated of chelev, he sets aside that money and he ends up buying a korban for the wrong kavana, the wrong kapara that he had. Or they ran al dam ve'al chelev. The halach is you are over the Isra D'Oraisa of me'ila. Why? Because over here, when you're attempting to change over the status of the animal from its original purpose, meaning you had wanted to do a kapara for the dam, and now you change it to for the Isra D'Oraisa of Me'ila. So then over here, when it comes to the money, the Me'ila actually does work, because the end of the day, if you do it again, b'shogeg, the person, you violated Me'ila because it removed its status to chulin. That when it comes to doing it, it's no different than right over here when you're actually moving it from the status of the korban chelev to the korban of dam. So the animal, the person does right when it comes to the animal, that is it's keeping the animal in its status. The animal was already a chatas, but when it comes to the money, so then it actually apparently is changing the form, because you have the wrong kavana when you're taking the money and buying a chatas. So that purchase inherently is like ke'ilu, or viewing it medamet to like its chulin. And therefore the it's like it's chulin, and therefore using that is changing its status, and you're going to be over the Isra D'Oraisa of Me'ila. So then, and it could be argued maybe over there, the keeper, that you should be getting an atonement for that, because at the end of the day, it is shayach to Me'ila, so if it's shayach to Me'ila, so then it should be something which is different halachically. So that's the Gemara, Tamalomar, Al Chataso, Ad Shei Karban Lashem Chataso. So we learn over here that Al Chataso teaches you that for his sin is talking about even for the sin of a person who, in a case over here, when it comes to the was mafrish the most, even when you separate the money, that also is not going to be subject to the halachas of enabling you to bring for one for the other, even accidentally. Ashkabana Lashem Chatasa, you have to have the right kavana when purchasing the korban as well, when using that money. So now the Gemara just completed the whole brisa. The Gemara was bringing this long whole proof to teach you Katani Miat Behema. That over here the brisa is telling us an animal My love a filu by lasmum, doesn't it refer to an animal which has a blemish on it? And to tell us that is telling you that a blemish animal is treated like ma'os mefurashim. That was why we brought up this whole kasha based on the previous daf, is that when it comes to an animal, if it has a blemish, is treated like ma'os asumin, then he should be able to use his father's funds to be able to supply his own aziros for his chatas. Since the brisa seems to say that the son cannot use that of his father's things that have a mum, that lechora is against Rav Nachman that we saw on all the way back on Chavav Amabez, that when it comes to an animal that has a mum, they are treated like ma'os asumin. Just as like Rav Nachman told us that when it comes to animals that with a mum on him, they're going to be like ma'os asumin, the halacha, that when it comes to ma'os asumin, which lechora should be to an ola, so too should consider them the ma'os asumin regards to halacha, that a son may use his father's ma'os asumin as well. So the Gemara says, no, the Braisa is talking about tamima, referring to an unblemished animal. So an unblemished animal, which are going to be like ma'os that are mefurashim, but blemished animals are treated like ma'os asumin. Of abalas mum, so then what? My kistumin dama, then it's going to have the status of funds which are not designated. My iria dektani ma'os shifri shaviv, lidni balas mum. So why does the Braisa tell us the case of that money that his father was setting aside? Why doesn't it just tell us a case of an animal that is blemished? If the blemished animals are treated like ma'os asumin, why does the Braisa use the example of money that his father was using for extra funds that his father had used and now the son wants to use, which the son is allowed to use for the karbanos? The Braisa could have kept the example in the same halachas and kept it within the status of blemished versus not blemished animals. So the Gemara says, you're right, hachanami, the Braisa could have used that, but delmai chazilidmei, because what is a blemished animal going to be used for? Its value. Right? Because a blemished animal, obviously, you're not allowed to be makrivit on the mizbeach. So, demei, hainu mos, so value is considered mos. So, when the Braisa talks about money, which are mos, assumim, that are money that were not designated for anything, this includes even, well, not designated for the specific korban chatas, that would include even korbanos that are going to be, that had become shayach to a mum, which again are going to be similar to the idea of money, because you cannot use them to actually market. You have to sell them and then use that money that you purchase them with, that you get them for the sale, to use that for the new funds of a korban. So the reisa would not be a raya that an animal with a mum on it are going to be considered maos mifurashim. It would not be against the shita of Rav Nachman. So that we're fine. We've answered now that there's not going to be a kasha on the shita of Rav Nachman. So says the Gemara, next Mishnah now. The Mishnah is talking about a case we mentioned already this a few times, that the husband is allowed to be made fair the nazirus of his wife, just like other nadarim that are shayach to inui nefesh, things that are, or binola bina, that you're not having wine is considered something which is therefore shayach to the husband, and he's able to be made for the neder. So the shayla is, until what point? So the Mishnah is going to tell us that nizrak alea echer min adamim, if someone is sprinkled any of the three karbanos, there's a chatas ola and a chatas ola and a shlamim, all brought by a nazir and a zira, in this case, a woman. So if she brings any one of them, and they sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, so then at that point already, then the restrictions of drinking wine are now removed. So therefore, the husband is not allowed to revoke the nazirus neder of his wife. Because the whole taina that he could have had is that it's inoy nefesh, I don't want her to have this not drinking wine, but now it's not shayach, she's allowed to drink wine. So the moment that you sprinkle into the blood, she is removed from the issers of nazirus, and therefore, again, we have to make the ukimta, obviously, that the husband only heard about it that day. Maybe he was on a trip or something, and he was gone for 30 days. He comes back the last day of her nazirus, and he hears about it, and he's thinking about being made for the neder, and then he hears that she already was, the first korban was already sprinkled on the mizbeach. So now the shaila is, can he be made for it? So the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us, no, because already it's not considered inu nefesh at that point onwards. So at that point, it's not considered something which the husband is shayach to be able to be made for. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afilu nishchata alea achas mikola behemos. Even if just the shchita had been done on the mizbeach, and not even done the sprinkling of the zrika, that is still going to be eino yachal hafer. The husband no longer is able to remove such an eder. We're going to see on Amud Beis that the reason for Rabbi Akiva is because we don't want to have the korbanos go to waste. It's not shayach to have the korbanos go to waste. And as soon as you sprinkle part of the blood. So then it's going to be, we're going to see, it's really din derabanan, that he's no longer able to be mefer the neder. That is the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and it's a neder banan because we don't want to waste the korban already. The korban already been now. You'd have to get rid of it as long as you shefted it. You can't, if the husband is mefer, there's no use for that korban. It's going to go to waste. So we don't allow the husband at that point to be mefer the neder. So when is we say this halacha? When do we assume that it's going to be that the husband is not shayach to be able to be made for the neder, is when that was done, when she was finishing her term through the tahara. Once she had done, she was a regular nazira who was tahora. Aval b'taglacha satuma, the halacha is yafer. With regards to the taglacha satuma, so then he's allowed to be made for the neder even after the korbanos had been brought, because this is now going to start a new Naziris, which obviously is going to be something the husband has the right to not want for the next 30 days. He doesn't want to become a Nazir. So, Shuyachalomar, because he could say, yeah, sure, Isha Minuvelas, I don't want a wife who is Minuvelas to me. She is considered, she's a good word for Minuvel, is really disgusting, but a little lower than that, because not having wine and also shaving her head is something which is not something I'm interested in. Tain is back, and she says, what does it mean? Why is it not menuval? Even after the blood has been sprinkled, you should also not be able to, when you do this rika, you should be able to be made for the neder, because yikataina, she's shaving her head, and that's not something which is attractive to the husband. He finds that the fact that she's going to be bald, he doesn't want that. And that is shayach to be able to be made for it. So the Gemara is going to discuss the Yesod HaMachlokas. That's not a very good time Rabbi Meir is making. That should be shayach to the halachas of from him to his wife, and should be able to be made for such a din. So the Gemara is going to say that the Gemara is going to get to what the Yesod HaDvarim is. So now the Gemara says, Masnizin Elor Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara assumes that immediately when you do this Rika, you have now removed the Isurim, even if you just do one of the korbanos, the Gemara points out that that's not the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer teaches us in a different Mishnah, Hamar Taglachas Ma'keves. He says that the only shaving the head would remove the isurim of the nazir. Until that point, a person is considered to be shayach to all the isurim of a nazir, meaning to be metav lemesim and to drink wine. All those things are going to be usher until the nazir or nazira shaves his or her head. So, v'kevan de lo gilcha asira b'chamra, and since she has not shaven her head, she would still be usher to drink wine, and the husband should be able, to be able to mefer. V'kevan de isla nivul, it's considered repulsive to the husband, mitzvah mefer, the husband should be able to remove such a neder. So the Gemara says that l'chora, our Mishnah, is not the shita of Rebbe Eliezer. So now, that's a good point, the Gemara points that out. So now the Gemara points out, v'hapligi. So now, the Makolkas, Rebbe Kiva, and the Tanakama, now we're moving on to the following. Turning on to the next number. Tana didan savar, our Mishnah, the Tanakama, who argues in Rabbi Akiva, holds kevan de Israel alei adam, as soon as the blood had been sprinkled, la altar, shara b'chamra. She is immediately permitted to drink wine, the moment that you sprinkle the blood. That's the shita of the Tanakama. Va leisla nivul. And she therefore is not going to be shayach to say that she is repulsive to the husband, because at that point she is already the isur of drinking wine, which is something that he felt that was not, he wanted to be able to drink wine. That is something that he no longer is she's no longer prohibited in, and therefore he can no longer be made for such an eder. Rabbi Kiva Sarafilum Ishchat is behema. Even if the behema had been shechted, even though you didn't do these rika yet, Eino Yachal Lehefer, he cannot remove such a neder from her, Mishum Hefseid Kachim, because you're, as we pointed this out, that you're wasting Kachim, that's Yisod HaTvarim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Sorry. So that the Rabbi Akiva's understanding that over here, that when it comes to wasting Kachim, it's a Din Derabanan, that he's not allowed to be made for the neder, which is a fascinating thing, because on a level of Daraisa, the husband's able to be made for it, and we're telling him, no, you're not allowed to be made for it. So that gets into the little Shaila, is that the Chachamim are Ki'ilu, Oker, Davar, Shemana Torah. Here it's clearly B'Shev Altai, so we just tell him you're not allowed to be made for it. So we're just telling him to sit back. L'chora, that would be a Shev of Altai, so we tell him not to do what he would normally be entitled to on a level of Daraisa. So the Gemara points out, the Maskiv L'Rabizera of Amai. Why over here should we assume that the shechting is going to lead to a wasted korban? Lizrok daman shalolishman v'yater baser b'achila. The Mishnah in Tzvachim tells us that when you have a korban which was shechted shelo lishman, so that was the very first Mishnah in Tzvachim tells us that shelo al salabayim l'shem chova, but it's still a kosher korban, except for the Gemara brings exception of a korban Pesach and one other one, I forgot, and chatas. Korban chatas and korban Pesach, those are the two things which are going to be the exception to that rule. But every other korban is able to be shechted shelo lishman, and the korban is not wasted. So accordingly, why, according to Rabbi Kiva, his whole taina was that the korban is going to be wasted? Says the Gemara, maybe the korban's not going to be wasted over here. Why are we assuming the korban's going to be wasted? Let it be. It's not going to be used l'shem chova, but it's a korban which can be makriv in the Beis Hamikdash. Milo Tanya, similar, don't we learn in a braisa? Kivsi Ataris, when it comes to the lambs that are brought on Shavuos, Sheshachdin l'shalishman, you did it for l'lishman. They're designated as a korban shlamim for Shavuos, but you did it from some other korban, an ola or something else, Sheshachdin l'fnez bara, or Sheshachdin before the time, before Shavuos. So they were designated as korban Shavuos, for Kivsi Ataris, but they weren't ola achers manan, or after their time. Adam is arayk v'basar yachad. The halacha is that the blood should be sprinkled on the mizbeach, and the meat should be eaten. So that the not bring it as a korban shavuos is not going to passel the korban egansin. The meat is permitted for achila by the kohanim. So obviously not yotze the korban of kivsi ataris. You might say Shabbos. However, if it was Shabbos when the korban shavuos was brought with the wrong, it can never happen like that. Shavuos can never fall out on Shabbos in our luach bismanazeh. Rishachter once quoted, I think it was from Chassidus Farim, which is always interesting when he quotes that the reason is because the Gemara tells us on Shabbos that the Matan Torah happened on Shabbos. So we're not in a perfect world. We live in an imperfect world. We're time to Mesakin in the whole world. That's the whole idea, to bring about Yemus Mashiach. And Ikvas and Mashiach, to bring Mashiach to come, is to perfect the world that Hashem gave us as much as possible. But we're living in, right now, in an imperfect world, so we're not able to ever live in the situation where Shavuos will fall out on Shabbos, because we're not living in that level where Shavuos could ever fall out on Shabbos. Anyway, so the Mishnah, that was after the Chorban Mesa Mingdash. So now, when we have the set Luach, so if you do it on Shabbos, then so you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. However, im zarak, if you did sprinkle the blood, hurts more in la'erev. So then the lacha is that it's acceptable, and the offering may be eaten, but the rest of the imurim have to burn only in the evening when Shabbos is over. You're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos because that's not a korban that was supposed to be brought on Shabbos in the first place. So therefore, there'd be an issur d'oraisa to do it on Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos. So again, but what do we see with this price? So we see that the sprinkling of the korban, other than from that which is designated for, is acceptable. So Zerah says, Kasha, if the husband was made for the Nazirus of his wife, and she already had shechted the korban, but it's before it's been sprinkled, so meaning if it's sprinkled already, then it's too late. That Rabbi Zerah is not bringing a Kasha, he's asking Rabbi Akiva, where it wasn't sprinkled yet. So now, why is the korban being wasted? It's not wasted at all. Bring it not for the Nazirus, right? It should be without the intent to bring it for Nazirus, and therefore it's permitted for eating. The Kohanim are allowed to eat it, and it's not wasted. So the Gemara says, Amrei, you're right. Meaning Rabbi Kiva wasn't talking about a case where the first of the three were done was the Ola or the Shlamim. Rather, we're talking about the case where Hacha b'mayaskin, and we're talking about a case where Kigon Shashachat Chatas Berisha. That was what's going on over here. We're dealing with the case where they shechted on her behalf the Chatas first. And if it's the Chatas first, Chatas is the exception to the rule, we pointed out. A Chatas and a Korban Pesach are the only two examples which you're not allowed to, even L'shem, you have to be wasted. So that would not be similar to a Kivsei Ataret, which are Shlamim. Chatas, again, we pointed out, the very first Mishnah of Zvachim tells you that it has to be wasted. Kedisnan im gilach alachas mishloshtan yatza. We learn in the Mishnah that if he shazes out with any of the three Korbanas, your Yotze, meaning after any of the three have been brought, the Nazir is no longer subject to the lachas of Nazirus anymore. And that would be this example as well. So the Gemara says, "Bemedvar Mamurim." So now, when do we say this? The next part of that Mishnah, "Bemedvar Mamurim b'taglachas tara, b'taglachas tuma yefer." So we said that this halacha applies by taglachas tara. That husband is no longer made for. That's the hemshich of our Mishnah. We're going back to our Mishnah. But taglachas tuma, then you would be allowed to be made for. Rabbi Meir says, "Afilu b'taglachas tara yefer neshe chalom ariyashi b'isha migalachas." He can argue that I don't want a woman who is shaving her head, and it's not nice, even for Glachas Atara. I don't want her to shave her head right now. So it says the Gemara of Tanakama, that's a good taina. What are they going to respond back to Rabbi Meir? Amar lacha esher peh nachris. She remember, that's a sheitel. What's the problem? Let her wear a sheitel, shave her head, and wear a sheitel. That Rameir understood that this also, wearing that type of sheitel, is something which the husband would also view as repulsive to him, and he would not want such a thing, to wear someone else's hair. Therefore, it's not something which he wants. Therefore, he is allowed to be made for the neder. So sheitels are very nice, I guess. Okay, fine. So that's what we see from the machlokas between Rameir and the Chachamim. Fine, next Mishnah. We actually quoted this Mishnah, a part of it about the Hemshech. Okay, we'll see. Haish Madir in Daf Chavdalad. Haish Madir is Beno Benazir. The halacha is a person, that's going to be either halacha la Moshe Misina or Mitzad Chinuch, that a person is allowed to declare his son a Nazir. Uzan is a katan, not, he's not a gadol yet. Ve'ina Yisra Madaris is Beno Benazir, but a woman is not able to. So, a man, it's a father-son relationship. A father can only do it for his son, not his daughter. And he can only do it he's only allowed to do it, not his mother. Those are different halachas that we're going to learn on tomorrow's daf. So the Gemara says, however, there is if any of the family members are protesting, it's a shaylan rishonim exactly, but they're not happy with who exactly is entitled to this protest, others, okay, we'll see, they show that they don't want it done, so then it's going to be also not be a nazirus. So now, ketad gilach shagilchul krovav, if the son, or the son is also, obviously, the son is also able to be mocha and say, I don't want to keep this nazirus. You know, 11-year-old Tovia knows what's going on. He doesn't want to do nazirus. So if he shaves his head, showing, demonstrating he doesn't want it, or his relative shaves his head, micha or shemicha krovav, if the son is actually verbally protesting over here, or his son, his children are protesting on his behalf, or his daughter, his wife, whoever it is, the krovav, aitzel lebeimim mefresh, so if the father already set aside a karban for his son, so the halacha is, achatas tamas, the halacha of the chatas is left to die, v'ola tikrav ola, this is what we brought before, the ola is going to be a voluntary ola, ushlamim yikrav ushlamim, the shlamim is going to be brought as a voluntary shlamim, v'nechlim yachad, v'inoton lechem, they're going to be in only for one day, when the chumra of the nazir, that's the shayla we had in the chronim, is that daraisa darbanan, v'inotonim lechem, they do not require the bread, that's normally brought by a korban of nazir. We also brought in the Gemara of Dalid that it took effect from the moment the father is not retroactive, that it's going to remain in effect until one of the family members rescind the Naziris. So the Gemara says, Hayula Mos Asumin. However, if he sets aside unspecified funds for his son's Naziris prior to the rejection, Yiplu Nadava, they should go to the Nadava. Maos Mefurashin, if they are Mefuresh, they're set aside. The Mechatas Yelchul Yam Melech, we saw this already. The Chatas should be brought to the Yam Melech, to the Dead Sea. And lo nanim lo mal nalachas, you're not allowed to benefit from them, and also you do not commit ma'ila by using them inappropriate. May ola yafio ola. So the halachas of an ola, though, they're allowed to be brought as voluntary. Ola, umalim by that halacha l'mashem isin, right? To may shlomim yavir shlomim v'nechal n'yamechad v'nein toin lechem, they're eating for one day as a nazir, but they do not require the breads that are generally accompanying a nazir's shlomim. So now the Gemara points out, ish in, that only a man is able to impose nazir's on a son of al ish alo, but a mother is not able to, that's the diak from the Mishnah. My time, what's the reason that a woman is unable to be madir her, to be make a naziris for her son? Rabbi Yochanan Mar Alacha bin Nazir. It's Alacha la Moshe Messina that it only goes from father to son to impose naziris on his son. There is no source in the Torah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina understands, Amar Ishlakis in the name of Ishlakish, turning on to Chavtes Amud Aleph, Kedei Lechan Chabba Mitzvahs. It's a din, the Chorot Arbanan of Chinuch, that to train his son to be able to keep the mitzvahs, that Naziris is training a person to be able to control himself, the Rashi points out, and therefore those are qualities that are good and beneficial for a son. It's a siag leprishus. That is the Mishnah, I think, where is that? The Mishnah comes up, that's a siag leprishus. It's a geder, it's helping us be able to have precious, to remove yourself from the world, from the different ways in the world, to not just give into all of life's taivas. And therefore, the Rabbanan allowed the father to be, to make this Naziris for the son. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Iachi, the Kasha, on that Shita, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf.